New Energy from Hamburg. Perspektiven, Projekte und Persönlichkeiten. Wir sprechen mit den Menschen hinter der Energiewende. Today we welcome you to the 25th edition of our podcast New Energy from Hamburg. I'm Arstut Dose and responsible for public relations at the cluster Renewable Energy Hamburg. Our cluster has been producing the podcast since 2020. We are a network of renewable energy and hydrogen companies in the metropolitan region of Hamburg in northern Germany. Today our guest is Jean-François, or Jeff Bilon, Vice President of Investissement Québec. He holds a master's degree in political science of the University Paris-Dauphine, and before joining the Economic Development Agency, he had several positions in the energy and political sector. So very warm welcome to Jeff.
Hello. Good morning.
And for a start, I have three questions for you. Monsieur Bilon, energy transition in a few words. Please explain it to us.
Huge challenge. It's a huge challenge. It's really one of the most, one of the toughest challenges humanity will be facing in the next coming decades. Huge challenge because we need to change the way of doing things. We need to change the way we think. The policy, we need to change everything, and including financing, execution, project management. So yeah, that's exactly it. Huge challenge.
Yeah, makes sense. What is the main difference and what are the things in common in the field of energy transition in Canada versus Germany?
There is, we have common policy goals, but totally different way of achieving these goals. In Canada, as you know, it's an extremely vast geographical country with several different energy policy sector. So in Western Canada, BC, it's more hydro, like in Quebec, like in Manitoba, for example, on the electricity. In Manitoba and Quebec and BC, it's hydroelectricity a lot. In Ontario, it's nuclear. And maritime, it's nuclear and phasing gas and coal, phasing out. And in Newfoundland, it's hydro again. So there's a multitude of sectors in Quebec, in Canada, and that are totally different than what you have in Germany, where it's more united. In the sense, it's a smaller country. They have energy mix, electricity mix that is more similar than in Canada.
Yeah, I think the size of the countries is the biggest difference, probably. What does the energy transition mean to you personally?
Personally, I'm in the energy transition since I started my career. I started in politics at the Prime Minister's office in Ottawa, and it was a common central theme to everything I did in the last 20 years of my career. Policy, energy, I was 15 years in the nuclear industry, fission and fusion. It's the theme I am passionate about, and that's a common theme of all my career. So clearly I'm an energy guy, I'm an energy transition guy, and I'm somebody who totally committed to work in this field for the greater good of the collectivity.
Seems the best fit for your position. So we come to the main questions and the main topics of today. Like Germany, Canada is also a nation with a federal system. How does energy policy work in Canada? And what are the biggest challenges in your country? And in what form do you cooperate with certain neighbor states, in this case, the United States of America?
Well, first thing first, energy policy is complex. It is complex all over the world. It's complex because energy is complex by nature. The reality, it's the mixture of what is energy policy between technical and politics, political element plus policy. That's what make it complex. And it's not only complex in that sense, but it's part to the sovereignty, national sovereignty, industrial sovereignty, economic sovereignty of the nations. We see this in Canada. We see this in Germany, obviously. What's the big element in Canada? What's the most important element to summarize? Essentially, there is no Canada federal energy policy in place. We want, a lot of people wants to have this common federal energy policy in place since years and years, decades now, more than 30 years plus. The reality, there is no. There is several policy from the state, from the province, and these policies are all they have, you know, some common element, but they are not common on all the element. There is nuclear in Ontario, there is hydro in Quebec, there is oil and gas in Alberta and Saskatchewan. So it's very difficult to have a common view of what we want to achieve policy wise. So that's the reason why there is no policy, national policy in Canada for energy. The reality in Canada, the general direction has a role for the federal state. But the policy, the jurisdiction for energy and now the other element of the energy being the critical minerals are at the level of the province. And that is the most the very important element to understand in Canada. Yeah. And I introduced the critical minerals because, as you know, the critical minerals are the as important as for the 21st century energy transition, as oil was for the 20th century and or coal for the 19th century. So now, integrated to the energy element, there's clearly the critical minerals capacity to extract and process in the clean ESG manner these minerals.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of discussion going on about minerals also here in Germany. And you told me before that you're very close with United States or maybe with the northern states of United States in the field of energy. Are there any projects or what does that mean exactly?
Exactly. There's energy is totally amalgamated with other province and jurisdiction, and the Northeast United States and Quebec is totally integrated. Integrated because we have power line that are overlapping the border. There is in and out of oil and gas of different source of energy. So there is a clear focus on this integration. This integration is fundamental for technical reason, balancing the grid, plus decarbonizing the grid. Quebec export a lot of energy, electricity, clean electricity coming from hydroelectricity, so green and renewable, to the United States, a famous important contract going to New York State, Massachusetts, or the city of New York with the transmission line being running from Quebec to the southern border to New York. So it's very important to understand this integration between the two countries, between Quebec and the Northeast state in that case. And it is something important, but it's also something that won't be changing. Whatever happened, this integration on the energy files between Quebec and the Northeast of the United States is totally there to stay there.
Okay, there is something stable to rely on. To my second question, the Federal Republic of Germany and Canada signed an energy partnership. What are the core elements? Could you explain that to us a little bit?
But there is a willingness to work with our friends allied from Germany on several facts, element of energy, but the most important being hydrogen. There is a willingness from Germany to accelerate decarbonization and use of hydrogen, clean hydrogen, namely green hydrogen in that case of Quebec. That's where this MOU between the two countries, this integration but this willingness to work together with Germany is taking a full sense. So hydrogen, exportation of green hydrogen, that's the case for Quebec. But in Canada in general, there's several angles to hydrogen, and there is a strong willingness at the federal level to integrate and to move forward with supplying Germany. Or there's other projects. There is a willingness to have some LNG eventually and other at the federal level. So there's a lot to be explored, and there is a lot. We understand the importance of the energy demand, the energy transition, and the element of geopolitical of energy with what's happening in Ukraine for European country, namely in that case Germany. So that's the full sense of what's this collaboration between Germany and Canada.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there was a big push after the breakout of the Ukraine war in 2022, and In this year, there was a delegation trip, for example, from our senator to Canada to foster these energy partnership, Newfoundland, I think, in Labrador, like in the northeast of Canada. Coming back to hydrogen, you already talked about your strategy or your elements in Quebec. Maybe you could explain that a little bit more. And what are maybe the differences to other regions in Canada? You mentioned like, I don't know all the names, but Alberta, whatever. So are there different types of hydrogen being planned to implement? Like in the United States, for example, they always talk about clean hydrogen in comparison to maybe turquoise or blue hydrogen or green hydrogen, what we do here in Germany. So what is your approach?
But we'll start by the simplest element of this discussion being in Quebec. Where I am and where I work, there's one sole source of hydrogen. It will be green hydrogen. The Quebec National Strategy on Hydrogen is clear. It's focused on green hydrogen production. That's it. If we look at the federal policy, the federal strategy on hydrogen, it's a little bit more complex. We're back to what I was explaining about the diversity of source of energy and the diversity of policy in Canada. So in Quebec, green hydrogen. In other part of Canada, it's blue hydrogen. In other part of Canada, it's turquoise hydrogen. In Ontario, it will be hydrogen produced by the nuclear reactor CANDU fleet. So the type of hydrogen will vary from one jurisdiction to the other. Globally, the goal is to phase out progressively the gray hydrogen to have a cleaner hydrogen capacity, and from there integrate hydrogen to the most important part of heavy industry, steel industry, steel cement plant. So that's a goal. That's really the main use of hydrogen in Quebec and Canada, really to decarbonize the heavy industry.
That's the same here in Hamburg. That's also our plan for steel and aluminium or copper, for example. The United States announced so-called hydrogen hubs, I think, like several months ago. And you mentioned that there's a very close cooperation across the border. Is some Canadian part also involved in one of these hydrogen hubs of the United States? Do you know that?
Yeah, but there is, there's a lot of interaction between Canada and the United States on energy, and that's the new file and the hub. Hydrogen hub, namely, more precisely for transport, is something that is being focused right now. There is a willingness to have several hubs in the United States to supply this hydrogen, plus in parallel to have the same thing in Canada as a whole to have a fully integrated hydrogen economy. But again, it's a policy goal, but it's not in the short term. We all understand that the production of hydrogen will be ramping up rapidly, but it's all a supply of electrolyzer of the world, the supply of furniture, and after the requirement of electricity needed to convert to hydrogen is huge, and they will have to ramp up the capacity plus in parallel the electrolyzer capacity to so there are several angles that needs to be ramped up for these hubs, but it will be slower. It's something that will be happening in the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, it's also what our managing director always says. It's a marathon and it's not a sprint. That's all. That's always the same phrase he uses for hydrogen development. So coming to my last question, we talk a lot about hydrogen now and energy in general, but we are a renewable energy cluster. So that's our foundation, like renewable energies. So what are the main renewable energy sources in Quebec? I visited Quebec once and I know there were some onshore wind projects at that time. How did that develop?
So the basis of the electricity in Quebec is hydroelectricity. We're talking about 37,000 plus megawatt under Hydro-Quebec being the state-owned corporation, monopoly of the state. In parallel, the best fit for hydroelectricity being wind turbine, we have a strong I won't say traditional, but historically in the last 15 years, a lot of onshore wind power. It is not the natural fit with the grid, on the grid with hydroelectricity. The reality is the requirement, the needs for the coming new economy. There's a plan from Hydro-Québec to ramp up rapidly on wind turbine, solar panel. Solar is historically is not important in Quebec. Now there's a willingness in the strategic plan of Hydro-Québec to ramp up the onshore wind, the solar capacity. In parallel, we're looking at option of offshore wind, something that is extremely well developed and known in Germany. I tour Bremerhaven production facilities, and it's impressive to see the huge wind turbine with a very very high output of capacities. So it's all part of the grid. What we're doing right now, the reality is we are also looking at we're also looking to construction of new hydroelectricity capacity. It's all this together, but whatever happened, whatever, and that's unanimous in Quebec and in the political party world, it will be green, clean, renewable energy. There's no way of going elsewhere. That's the anchor of what we do in Quebec, and that's the anchor of what we do for the Quebec battery strategy, green energy, green capacity, green battery. And it's all being put together in Quebec right now, but it's the basis of our grid, and it will remain. Adding also battery capacity to for storage near a consumption area. So it's all this we're living like in Germany, and you're in advance on us clearly on this on the renewable integration to the grid with different capacity. It's something we're moving rapidly now, but it's something we, because of our historical hydroelectricity capacity, we're a little bit late.
Okay, but that's a good start, I think, and maybe that's also a reason why we'll see each other again at the Wind Energy Exhibition next year, because as huge meeting of international actors in the field of onshore and offshore wind. So that would be very nice. And thank you a lot for the interview. It was very interesting to jump over the ocean and to have an insight what is going on in Canada in the field of renewables and hydrogen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Das war die aktuelle Folge von New Energy from Hamburg. Seien Sie auch das nächste Mal wieder dabei, wenn wir mit den Menschen hinter der Energiewende sprechen. Sie finden alle Folgen und mehr zu diesen und anderen Themen sowie unsere Social-Media-Kanäle in den Shownotes. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.